Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is shoe. S-H-O-E.
Really?
You bet your life! The one, the only... Groucho!
Just a second, I'll see if he's here.
Oh, that's me, Groucho Marx!
Thank you. Well, here I am again with $3,000 for one of our couples tonight. George Fenneman, who's first to try and take it away from me?
We invited some expectant fathers and some baby nurses to the show tonight.
You did?
Just before we went on the air, the audience selected Mr. Frank Sullivan and Miss Margaret Lindsay. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome. And if you say the secret word at any time we're talking, I'll pay $100 in cash instantly. It's a common word, something you always have with you. A baby nurse and an expectant father, eh? Miss Lindsay, I presume you're the nurse?
I am.
Where are you from, Margaret?
I was born in Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
During the flood?
Or... Before, after the flood.
After. Well, a lot of water's gone over the dam since then. If you'll pardon the expression. How long have you been a baby, nurse? I mean... How long have you been a nurse, baby?
About 18 or 20 years.
Mm-hmm. How many babies have you had, Margaret?
Oh, hundreds of them. About 300 a year.
How long have you been married? About 40 years?
I'm not married.
I trust that's the proper explanation for that. You've taken care of 300-400 babies?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Frank Sullivan, huh?
Yes.
You're an expectant father, huh?
That's right.
What are you expecting?
A baby.
I didn't think you were expecting a kangaroo, Frank. I mean, are you expecting a boy or a girl?
A boy.
A boy, huh? How do you know it'll be a boy? Friends in Washington?
Sooner or later, it'll be a boy.
When is this boy going to arrive, Frank?
Any minute.
Well, what are you doing here? Why aren't you over at the hospital making life miserable for everybody down there?
The doctor told me to get out of there and stop cluttering the place up.
I
asked him if I'd come over here and make some money to pay for the baby.
Fine baby. He's not even born yet. Already he's putting the bee on the old man for money. Now, Miss Lindsay, as a baby nurse, just what do you do?
We take the baby and the mother home and get the formula from the doctor, go home and see that the mother and the baby are taken care of, and
who takes care of the father?
Well, if necessary, I would.
You give him his bottle, you mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tell me, how long do you take care of the mother and the infant?
Oh, anywhere from 2 weeks to a month, according to Papa's pocketbook.
Mm-hmm. That's a very mercenary attitude, isn't it? Then what do?
Go on to another case.
Well, I guess a job like that calls for a lot of changes, eh, Margaret?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
When are you expecting your next baby, Margaret?
Monday.
Is that so? Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Eh? You're much calmer than the expectant father over here. What kind of work do you do, Mr. Sullivan?
I drive a cab and I sell physiotherapy equipment.
In the cab?
It all depends. If the doctor gets in the cab and I get a chance to sell it to him, I will. But I drive the cab first, and then I sell physiotherapy equipment in the afternoon.
Have you had any news yet about the kid?
No.
Well, stick around. Gabriel Heat will be on soon. And... How long have you been married, Frank?
A little over a year.
How'd you meet your wife?
I met her at Big Bear when I was on leave from the Air Forces. I went to a dance up there.
Oh, were you a pilot?
Yes. She had a ribbon on. She was a beautiful girl.
Just a ribbon? No shoes or anything?
She had shoes and everything on.
What a jerk I am.
Oh,
to throw you in the shoes there. Oh, no, that's me this time. I don't get a nickel, huh? Well, you just made yourself $100, Pop. Congratulations. Now, where were we when you threw that shoe at me? So, what happened?
Well, I asked her to dance, and we danced, and then I called her up when
Isn't
I got home.
Isn't it difficult on her bare feet? How did you meet your husband, Margaret?
I haven't any husband.
Well, are you married?
No.
Well, that explains it, I guess. But why aren't you married, Margaret? You're an attractive girl. Being around babies so much, it seems to me you'd want to get married.
Well, it's this way. All the men I meet are husbands and fathers and...
Well, in your job, you just can't get away from the eternal triangles,
That's
huh?
Right. By the way, they're not triangles anymore.
They're not triangles?
They're squares.
They're squares. Are you referring to the husbands or the diapers?
The diapers.
And all these years, for the past 50 or 100 years, they've been using triangles, uh-huh. huh? Bet some kid figured this out.
I huh? bet they did, too.
At a square dance, I'll bet. Huh? Now, Francis, let's see how much you know about babies. For example, should you pick him up when he cries?
If you pick him up, he'll shut up.
Who wouldn't, huh? That'd spoil him, I suppose, huh, if you picked him up?
Well, I say so, but I've been reading books, and... It doesn't spoil them.
Clara Barton, how do you feel about picking up crying babies?
Well, I think it should be done because you never can tell what's the matter if they have a pin sticking them or gas on the stomach or, you know, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Well, the et cetera is probably the reason he's crying in the first place. I had gas on the stomach last week. I was at a filling station and the pump fell on me. Miss Lindsay, are you married yet? Well, time's a-wasting, you know. You're liable to wind up an old maid. Bring her in and we'll wind her up together, huh? Well, you've been an interesting couple, and I hope you'll both be very happy. Now, in just 1 minute, you'll get a chance to earn $3,000. Right now, listen to this. All right, now you're going to play You Bet Your Life for $3,000. Fenneman, bring our expectant father and the baby nurse up to date on the rules.
Each of our three couples has $20. They bet as much of that $20 as they want on each of four questions. The couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $3,000 question at the end of the program. Our other two couples are in a waiting room off stage, so they don't know what's happening out here.
What question category did you select?
Songs
about
New
York.
York.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How much are you
going to
bet of the $20?
$10.
Jerry Fielding will supply the music. You identify the song. Okay, Jerry. Lullaby of Broadway is right.
And they're on their way. They have $30.
All right, you're going for $3,000 tonight. Remember, that's the big prize now. How much of your $30 are you going to try?
15.
Talk right up now. Talk
15.
Right up. 15.
Oh, I'd rather have 20, but...
Come to some decision between...
20. 20. Huh? 20.
Has the kid come yet?
Not yet.
All right, $20. What's the title of this New York song?
They're really climbing. They have $50 now.
Why are you climbing away up? Here's your third question. You have $50. How much are you going to try?
$40.
$40, huh? Play, Jerry.
Give my regards to Broadway.
Broadway.
Now they're up to $90, Groucho.
All right, you've crept up to $90. Now, how much are you going to try this time?
We've decided $80.
Are you married yet, Margaret?
No.
All right. You're going to bet $80. What's the name of this New York song?
The Bowery.
The Bowery is correct.
And they wound up with $170 plus $100 for the secret word.
Thanks and good luck. Stick around now. You're still in the running for the big question.
Groucho, our next couple has been in a waiting room off stage, so they don't know the secret word is shoe. Perhaps they'll say it. Just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected a fix-it man and a housewife. And here they are, Mr. Fred Smith and Mrs. Helen Blair. Meet Groucho Marx.
Folks, we're happy to have you here. And if you say the secret word at any time we're talking, we'll pay you $100 immediately. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Let's see, a fix-it man and a housewife. Mrs. Helen Blair?
That's right.
How large a family do you have?
I have one child.
One child, huh? And what does your husband do for a living?
He's a fuller brush man.
Front door or back, huh?
I think he'd take either.
Mr. Fred Smith, you're the fix-it man, huh?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, just stand there and fix it. I'll be back to you in a moment. Mrs. Blair, how did you meet your husband?
Well, I was living on a farm. I was the farmer's daughter. And we had been missing our chickens. And so this evening we had our light on.
What do you mean you'd been missing them? You were lonely for them?
No, they've been disappearing.
Oh,
and,
well, quite a difference.
We heard this terrible racket in the chicken house, and just as I got to the door of the chicken house, a skunk came out.
And that was your future husband?
No. I saw this skunk, and I yelled, "Get that skunk." And this young boy was coming over to see my brother, and he grabbed for the skunk, and I grabbed for it, and we both fell on it. We smelled to the high heavens.
Yes.
We went back in the house and tried to figure out what to do. But finally, we decided that we should start going out together because nobody else would go with us.
Well, that is certainly an unusual romance, Mrs. Are you the fix-it man, Mr. Smith?
I am.
Now, just what do you fix as a fix-it man, Mr. Smith?
Well, I fix lawnmowers, knives, shears, and electric appliances, and what have you.
Are you married?
Yes and no.
That's the way to be. What do you mean, yes or no? What kind of an answer is that from a...
However, I'm going to marry the same woman that I was married to.
Didn't it take the first time? Why are you remarrying the same girl of your dreams?
Well, I think it's the proper thing to do.
How old are you, Mr. Smith?
71.
Gee, you don't look it. You look about 58.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Not many fellas get married at 71.
No, they have better sense. That.
How did you meet your wife, Mr. Smith?
We were kids together.
Well, that's possible, but how'd you meet her, huh?
How'd I meet her? At school. In school.
First time my wife saw me, I was on the cover of Time magazine. She made me get off. It was her magazine. How'd you get to be a fix-it man? Did you start out as a fix-it boy?
No, I used to monkey around when I was a kid.
So did I, but all it got me was trouble, huh? Now, fix-it man, in your job, I presume you run into all sorts of emergencies. What was your biggest mistake?
When I moved to Missouri to live.
You'll get a letter from Kansas City in the morning. Now, Mrs. Blair, when something starts falling apart at the seams around your house, how do you get it repaired?
Well, my husband...
Your husband is falling apart at the seams?
No. He even fixed my... Tonight, he had to fix my shoe before I...
I talk too much. You said shoe, and since that's the secret word tonight, you are now $100 richer.
Oh.
And here you are. Congratulations. Now, don't bother dropping the other shoe. Only the first
Thank
one counts.
Thank you.
Now, let's play You Bet Your Life, the Elgin American game, for $3,000. Run your 20 bucks into more than the other couples, and you get the chance at the big question later. Fenneman's offstage to remind our listeners how much the first couple won. Go ahead, George.
The baby nurse and the expectant father won $170.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. What question category did you select?
Name the cloth.
Now, here's your first question. You have $20. How much will you try?
$15.
Now, what kind of material is calico made of?
Cotton.
Cotton is correct.
We're off to a good start. They have $35.
Well, you've got a flying start. Remember, you're going for $3,000 tonight. How much of your $35 will you try?
30.
What kind of material is file? F-A-I-L-L-E.
It's a silk, and I believe it's made of silk.
Silk is right. You said it, and you win the money.
They're climbing. They have $65.
Now you've got $65, and here's your third question. How much of the $65 are you going to bet?
$60. Mm-hmm.
What kind of material is cretonne made of?
Cretonne. Oh. Cotton?
$125.
All right, here's your last chance to beat the other couples. You have $125. How much are you going to bet?
$50.
What kind of material is Cheviot made of?
A flax. Is that right?
I'm sorry, the answer is wool.
They wound up with $75 plus $100 for the secret word.
Now, in just 1 minute, our last couple will play You Bet Your Life, and then we'll know who gets the $3,000 question. Right now, I want you to pay attention to this. Now then, we'll soon know who's going to earn the most money and get the chance at the $3,000 question. George, who's leading so far?
Well, the expectant father and the baby nurse are leading with $170. And here's our final couple about to come from their waiting room off stage. They don't know the secret word is shoe. We invited some switchboard operators and some hotel detectives to the show tonight. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected operator Matty Weldy and detective Bob Lowe. And here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome. If you say the secret word at any time we're talking, I'll pay $100 in cash instantly. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Miss Matty Weldy, is that right?
That's right.
You're a switchboard operator?
Yes, I am.
Where are you from, Matty?
I'm from Iceland.
Iceland?
That's right.
Looks pretty hot to be from Iceland.
Don't be too short.
One can never be too sure, Miss Weldy. Nobody ever seems to be born in Los Angeles. I guess on account of the smog, the stork can't find the chimney. Huh? Why do you do your telephone operating?
I do my telephone operating for the Daily News.
Have you ever had your lines tapped?
Not to my knowledge.
Well, keep an eye on Detective Lowe over here. I notice he's looking over your lines right now. Huh? Detective Bob Lowe, huh? Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they used to have a ball club there? Well, tell me, Dick Tracy, at which hostelry... do you do your snoozing? I mean snooping. Huh?
I don't do any snoozing, and I don't do any snooping.
I beg your pardon. At which hotel are you an eye, ear, and nose specialist?
Why, it's the Country Club Hotel.
You work day or night, sir?
I work the night shift.
I used to wear a night shift. Now I wear pajamas. You must have had some embarrassing experiences in your job, haven't you, Mr. Lowe?
Yes,
such
sir.
Such as looking someone straight in the eye through a keyhole?
Well, I don't look through keyholes.
Well, it's my mistake. I thought you looked a little peaked, that's all. Besides, I should have known a man as tall as you was strictly a transom man. Now, tell me, Gimlet Eye, do the guests at your hotel ever steal things like towels, linen, rugs, and mattresses?
Oh, occasionally they take a towel or two, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do your towels at home say?
They say his and hers.
His and hers. Huh? I can just picture you at home. Huh? Your wife throws the his and her towels in the Bendix washer, and there you are peeking through the little window, watching his chasing hers through the hot soap suds. Tell me, Potted Palm, how do you tell a... How do you spot a crook in your hotel? Do you use a paintbrush? How do you spot them?
Well, when they come in the hotel, well, we look at them, and if they're nervous and sort of shifty-eyed and jittery...
That's me, Groucho Marx. Well, how else can you spot a crook? Say, for example, I was walking through your lobby, and you think there's a chance my suitcase might be filled with silverware. Now, how would you handle it? Go ahead.
Well, I'd walk up to you and ask you, can I help you, sir?
I'd say, yeah, hold this stuff while I go back and get the twin beds. Well, are you going to arrest me or not?
No, I don't think we will, Mr. Marks. You see, we saw you coming in and we recognized you, so we knew that you weren't a crook and that you were honest.
This is the most insulting thing I've heard all day. I'm going to sue you for defamation of character. Now we're going to play You Bet Your Life. And if you can beat our other two couples, you'll get a crack at the $3,000 question. I can't tell you how much they won, but George has gone off stage to remind our listeners.
The baby nurse and the expectant father are still ahead with $170.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. What question category did you select?
Movie title roles.
That's right. Now, here's your first question. You've got $20. How much are you going to try?
About 10. I think
$10. Uh-huh. All right. Who plays the title role in I Was a Male War Bride?
Cary Grant.
Cary Grant is correct.
They're on their way, Groucho, with $30.
All right. Remember, you're going for $3,000 tonight. How much of your $30 will you try?
20.
All right.
$20? Who plays the title role in the picture, Mr. Soft Touch? The bell is tolled. Well, anyhow, it was Glenn Ford.
Now they have $10.
You have $10 left. How much are you going to bet now?
Better bet the five.
Yes.
You're going to bet five. Well, who played the title role in The Champion?
Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas is right.
They're on the way again. They have $15.
All right, now you have $15. Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much will you bet? How much of the 15?
All?
Okay. Who plays the title role in The Fighting Kentuckian?
John Wayne.
John Wayne is right.
And they wind up with a grand total of $30. And that means the expectant father and the baby nurse with $170 get the chance at the $3,000 question. And here's the winning couple, Groucho, the expectant father and the baby nurse.
Well, back again to try for $3,000, eh? Good luck. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you, so talk it over thoroughly. And no help from the audience, please. Put on your thinking caps. Remember your history. George Washington was the first general to become president. Who was the second general to become president? He was a general in the second war the United States had with England. What is the answer you two have decided upon?
Jackson.
Andrew Jackson is right. That's right. You win $3,000 in cash. Now, what are you going to do with all that money? What are you going to do with yours, Francis?
I have to have time to believe it first.
Well, let's say it's true. What are you going to do with that money?
Well, I'd like to put some in the bank for Junior.
Well, you can afford to have triplets now, you know. And Margaret, what are you going to do with yours?
I don't know. I think I'll try to buy a home for my mother and myself.
Mm-hmm. You won $270. Plus $3,000, you really cleaned up tonight. Congratulations to both of you.
You Bet Your Life is a John Goodell production, transcribed from Hollywood, directed by Bob Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding.